So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, Funnel Experts Live. So today, we should be doing this on a Monday, but today's a Tuesday. I had an absolutely manic day yesterday. Lots of stuff going on. You know, we're in lockdown right now, and yet you wouldn't think so. We are busier than ever, which is great. You know, definitely not arguing there. It's great, but it's a lot of hard work and so on. But that's fine. That's okay. It's not a problem. That's what we're here for. But in today's session, I wanted to go through a comment that somebody made on Facebook. Somebody was stuck with their marketing campaign, and we were just giving them a little bit of advice, actually. And it was to do with a landing page that they were sending traffic to. And they were asking me to take a look at the landing page. So we did that. And it was a landing page about cats, basically, about cat food, cat toys, cat treats. And so what was happening was this. They were sending traffic to the website, which was great. And we're getting lots of traffic. We're spending lots of money, which Facebook loves. But the traffic wasn't actually converting anything. It just wasn't converting. No sales were being made. Nobody signing up to anything. And so they said, could I take a quick look at their website? And boy, their website was a mess. And I didn't see the type of ads that they were running to the website, but it didn't really matter. They weren't going to close anything. So the biggest mistake that people make is that when you're running a Facebook ad campaign, and not just Facebook, and not just ads either, but if you're running organic traffic, and this is a mistake that people make, okay, so let me draw their homepage. So, like, that straight away should be alarm bells. They're sending traffic directly to their homepage, not a specifically built landing page with a specific thing to do, which I'll get onto in a minute. But they're running adverts to Facebook, Facebook ads to a landing page. They had their logo and their menu across the top, and that's fine. And then here, they had like this, the whole menu was like this big. So let me get rid of that because that's slightly inaccurate. The whole menu was as big as this. And so when you're looking at somebody's website, you have this thing called above the fold and below the fold. So it comes from old school newspaper advertising. You always wanted your front page headline to be above the fold. So when the newspaper was folded up on the newsstand, you could see what the headlines were, and that enticed you to buy it. If you look at the Daily Express, is the best example I can use as of above the fold hyperbole headlines. But when we come to website design, we're talking about the same thing as well, because anything above the fold is anything that's directly on screen right now. So as you're looking at the screen right now, whatever device you're looking on, this is above the fold because you're looking at it. As soon as you scroll away, it's off the fold. And the problem with that is that their whole thing was about me, 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 and it was mostly above the fold, and you had to scroll down to get below the fold. So there's no motivation to scroll down. So that's error number one. Error number two then, this bit here, they had a cat, which was a video, a cat video here, in the background, which looks quite nice because it's got movement and that kind of thing. But then here it had white text, and the white text was fine until you realize that at the sides here, so the cat was in the middle, here's the cat behind, so you could read that, but here at the sides you couldn't read any of that text, so you didn't know what you were doing. And then the next bit, as you continue to scroll down, let me make sure you can see this here, so as you continue to scroll down, they had a selection of cat treats and cat toys, and they just had like cat balls, like, you know, drinking water balls or food balls. They'd have a cat bed. And it was like, hang on a second, what the hell are you doing? First of all, you sent this advert saying, hey, and we actually rewrote the copy for them. We give them a headline. The headline said something like, you'll like this. It said something like, is your cat as bored as you during lockdown? Or something like, if you think lockdown is boring, imagine what it's like for your cat every single day. Why not cheer your cat up and yourself by getting them a cat toy? Now, that's a wonderful advert. And then the click, and this was kind of the change that we're trying to get them to adapt into. So then They don't just go from a Facebook ad talking about cat toys. They actually land on a cat toy page. And the beauty here, okay, the beauty of what you should be doing here is that if you've got, let's say you've got three types of cat toys, okay, it doesn't matter if you're not selling cat toys, by the way, whatever your product is. You should have, let me reset, do this. One, two, three. If you've got three different cat toys, so this is Facebook advert number one, it's a specific cat toy. You should be sending them to that specific cat toy with a video of a cat being all happy, playing with the toy. You can even film the damn thing yourself if needs be. And then with a buy now kind of thing. Because what you're looking for is like an impulse buy. How many times have you been scrolling through Facebook and you see something on Wish? You see something on, I mean, I get loads of clothing type of stuff that's got discounted clothing, like brand names. I don't know why, I never buy any of my stuff. But they send me from, a shirt, and I click on the shirt. Guess where they send me? They send me to the shirt so I can buy the shirt. Alibaba and Wish are very good at doing that, and they use retargeting because right now I'm looking for acoustic foam to go on the walls to deaden some of the sound in the basement downstairs so we can actually make that studio work properly, which it doesn't right now. But as soon as I go onto AliExpress or Alibaba, when I go back onto Facebook, guess what's there? Acoustic foam on an advert. I click on it, and it takes me straight back to acoustic foam. And that is exactly what you should be doing as well. So good morning, whoever that is. I don't know your name because it doesn't come up, I'm afraid. But good morning. Hope you're well today. So if you've got a cat toy number one, you want a Facebook ad for cat toy number one, and you drive that to landing page number one for that specific cat toy. Guess what happens if you've got cat toy number two? Exactly the same. Cat toy number three, exactly the same. Do not send them to the homepage. It's one of the biggest mistakes that we make, not that we make, but other people make. An ad to any old landing page doesn't work. You've got their attention because they've clicked from the advert. And if they're clicking from the advert, they're interested in whatever was on the advert. So if you've got an advert saying, hey, come and buy these cat treats, your cat will love them, they'll devour them, you'll bring pleasure and a blessing to the cat's life, right? The person's like, yeah, hell, I love my cat, I'm going to click on that, and then we land up on here, and then it's selling something else. To actually get to the bit that this person was actually selling, I had to scroll all the way down, I had to keep scrolling, and I had to look for it. And they had all these different products here, they had like four per page. Oh my goodness me, just drawing them out. I've now got to scroll for all these products to find the one that I clicked on. And it was like down here somewhere. And I had to find it. How the hell is that supposed to work? So if you're telling me you've got this cat treat and it's amazing, my cat will love it, I'm like, hell yeah, my cat deserves some better treats. I'm going to send it to some a landing page. It's got to be selling the cat treat right there and then. No questions, no ifs, no buts. That's exactly what has to happen. Ah, Tony. Morning, Tony. Hope you're well. You guys okay? So, like, you guys know this because Tony runs a property sourcing compliance company. He's one of our clients, if it's that Tony, which I'm sure it is. But we drive specific traffic. We use organic traffic for Tony, and we drive them to specific landing pages. But this is the key is... this is the next bit, okay? What do you want your client to do next? And so this is the bit that people get wrong, okay? So this is what people do. They say, well, Dan, I want them to sign up for my newsletter. I want them to buy some products. I want to get a subscription from them. I want them to buy my new audiobook that's just on Audible. I want them to get blah, 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 blah. They need to do a million things. And it's like, dude, you ain't going to get that from a Facebook ad. What's the first thing that you want them to do? Let me tell you what this is like. Imagine this is Tinder. We love the dating analogies here. Let's assume this is Tinder, okay? And the person has liked you and you've liked them. Brilliant. And then it's like asking them, well, what do you want them to do? Well, I want to get married. I want to have sex. I want to have kids. I want to have a honeymoon. We're going to call our kids Tarquin and Jacintha. Brilliant. Awesome. And you go on a first date and you tell them all of that. What do you think the date's going to do? They're going to run a mile. They're never going to want to see you ever again. Like some like bunny boilers might want to do that. Male and female bunny boilers might actually want to do that. Some people are very desperate. They'll be like, yeah, let's get married, you know? But I've only dead night. It's just bad problems. So, but this is what people are doing in their business. They're treating it like they would, like they think it's all right to sell them everything and do everything. And well, they might want this product or they might want that product. And who am I to deny them the 88 different products? Let the person decide. No, 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 no. That's not how that stuff works. Let me get rid of that because having Tinder up there bothers me. So, what you want to be doing, Facebook ad directly to the landing page right here. Let's see. And yes, it is Tony, the retired cop. Thank you for that, Tony. So what else was I going to talk about? So that was it. So you've got to sell the next step. That is the whole purpose of a Facebook ad, and that is it. The one, the only, sell the next step. By the way, do you like my water bottle? It is literally bigger than my head. Like some Primark special, but I'm on a fitness regime. So I lost 1.8 kilos last week. So it's clearly working. Anyway, so sell the next step. If you're on a Tinder date, the whole point of a Tinder date is to sell the next date, right? It's to get to the next date. And the whole point of that date is to get to the next date. And that's what dating is. The whole purpose of dating is to get onto the next date. The whole purpose of copy, writing copy, is to entice the person to read the next paragraph. And the whole point of that paragraph is to entice them to read the next paragraph. So if you're not actually working out, what do I want this person to do? And I know you want them to buy everything. And I know you want them to subscribe. And I know you want them in the Facebook group. And I know you want to sell them a book and your training course and everything else, right? But that's not how it works. You've got to sell them the next step. So your Facebook ad, how about you send them to a Facebook group for cat lovers? Maybe. Right? I'm not saying what's right and what's wrong here. I'm just giving different options. So number one, you could send them to a Facebook group for cat lovers. Number two, you might get them to subscribe for 50% off. I mean, maybe that's too much. Maybe 20% off. Let's do 25. It might be a 25% off coupon. I don't think. Have I got another pen? Yeah. One of these pens wasn't working well. And I wasn't sure which one it was, and it's that one. So you could send them to a 25% off coupon. If it's the cat toy that you've advertised up here and it's, you know, £20, but a special offer, £9.99, you might want to send them directly to the cat toy so they can just buy it. And then you might want to, once they've bought it and you've gone to a thank you page, it could say, hey, come and join our group. Or it could say, hey, next order, 25% off. Like you've seen this happen, right? Argos do this very well. You spend £100, you get £10 back. You've seen that. You have to initially spend the £10. So Argos, they get you, they sell you something. And then only when you've bought do you get the discount, which entices you to spend more money. So it increases the average order value. That's the whole point of doing something like this. Or it could be you're sending them to your group and inside your group there's a 25% coupon. But the Facebook ad has to say, come and join my group, or fancy some cat toys, get 25% off, or buy this cat toy and get it for half price, and then you can do something with it. So you've got to make a decision. And there's more here, by the way. I just can't think of any other ones right now. You might want to send them to a Facebook group, a coupon of some kind, the actual product of some kind. It could be what's called a tripwire. So a tripwire is like it's a cheap product. Like we do this in marketing. One of our clients has got actually a £20 tripwire. And so it's to do with IBS and bloating and that kind of thing. So she sells a training course, a low-priced training course, loads of value in there, £20. People buy that, and invariably they get sent to a thank you page, and then they get upsold either to some coaching or to a subscription or something like that. So you've got to work out what it is that you want them to do next. And so actually, the next part on this is a simple word, strategy. Most people, I can't spell it, strategy. Most people have no idea at all what their specific strategy is. like exactly what we've talked about here, and it rolls off my tongue very simply because I've spoken to thousands of clients about this, not thousands, but hundreds of clients about this, thousands of people about this, that's for sure, about what are you going to do? What's the next step? And a lot of lives that we do actually follow this exact process. But we go live, we demonstrate expertise, and people go, yeah, I'd like Dan to run my Facebook ads, or yeah, I'd like Dan to run some content marketing, or create a landing page, or create a download, or a training course, whatever that happens to be. That is part of this strategy, right? It's why we go live so many oftentimes. Now, the final thing here, and if you've got any questions, by the way, stick them in the box. I'm happy to answer those. The final bit here is that most people here at this point, when they're running the Facebook ads, whatever they are, they want that to be right the very first time. And that doesn't work, right? It's like, if it does work, that's one in a million. Very, very rare will you run a Facebook ad and it work. And even worse than that, by the way, when you eventually get it working, when you increase the volume of ads, the returns are decreasing as you increase the ad spend, right? So you've got to keep this up to date. And most people, you know, you should be out running a business. Most people haven't got the patience to run Facebook ads, to create landing pages, to create the images, to create groups, to create the 25% off coupon, to create the email automation, etc., to create the cat toys, to create the payment gateways, to create the downloads, to create the training courses, to create all of that stuff. Most people haven't got the time to do that, which is why we should be doing it for you, right? It's as simple as that. This is what we do. We've got people just sit around, nothing else to do than create images. Like, I don't know how to do it, but that's what we do. We've got people sat around with nothing else to do than create videos. We've got people sat around with nothing else to do than create Facebook ads. We've got people sat around with nothing better to do than create landing pages. And all they do is create landing pages, one after another, after another, after another. The same guy creates images, not the same guy as the landing page. We have a couple of graphic designs. That's all they do. They don't then go and, you know, if you're a bricklayer, lay bricks, right? That's their job. And so most companies, they kind of struggle because they're going, oh, I know a bit of marketing. Yeah, I've seen a bit of Frank Kern. I can do a bit of marketing. I'll do it. And they spend like 10 minutes running a Facebook ad and it doesn't work. It bombs. They spend all the money. And then they're like, oh, that didn't work. And then they create a landing page. And that takes about 3 weeks, which is 3 weeks of lost traffic, by the way. And then it's crap because of all the things that I said right at the start that just weren't done. And it takes time and it takes effort. It's like doing heart surgery. Oh, I've seen Dr. Kildare. I just perform it on myself. It's like car surgery. If your car's not working properly, I don't touch my car. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But I've watched, what's that thing with Mike? Hold out your end. What's that TV program called? Hold out your end. Wheelie Dealers. You could get Mike, but like, I've watched a couple of them. I'm not a mechanic. There's no way would I even ever try and do something like that and expect it to work first time. So this is the other problem is most people expect it all to work first time and it totally doesn't. The person running the ads to the website, they might have got the ads right. We didn't look, but the website sucked. I mean, it was like, guys, you need to hire some help in here. There's a reason why you hire in help. Like, there's two types of help here. The first one is arms and legs and a head and can just pick up stuff and move stuff around. Cleaning, for example, doesn't require a huge amount of intellect to be able to clean. That's not to say cleaning's not a difficult job, because I certainly couldn't do it, but it's a little bit different. You know, picking bricks up and moving them from over here to over there is not this. This is completely different, and you don't need experience. If you tell me, Dan, go pick up some bricks and move them over there, I don't need experience for, you know, working on picking up bricks for the last 3 years, day in, day out, to know how to pick up bricks. Somebody else might be stronger, possibly, right? And they can do it better. But I don't need intellectual advice on how to pick up bricks and move them. Here, you need intellectual advice. And it costs money. That's the whole point. It's supposed to cost money. Because if it didn't cost money, everybody would be on the same playing level. And that's not how it works. Anyway, I hope that's useful for you. Let me know in the comments below, and we're going to catch up with you. We're live again tomorrow. It's Wednesday. on the Property Cash Flow Show. You've got questions on property, come and talk to me about that.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.